Andrea Butler, she's from the Red Cross. Our annual River Radio Blood Drive is coming up, and we just gave you a chemistry lesson on line one this morning. And what was interesting is I spoke to someone last week, and we were talking about the blood drive, you know, and we were talking about the temperatures. I said, it's good, you know, it's too bad we're not having it this week. People aren't as likely to be slugging down a big bunch of sweet iced tea and leaching the iron out of their system. Not so much leaching as it doesn't get absorbed, which is one of the problems that people run into when it comes to giving blood. Somebody goes and gives a unit of blood to the American Red Cross. What do you do with it?
Well, we have 23 different tests that we do to make sure that it's safe for the patient that receives it. That's over in St. Louis. And then we look at what the local hospitals need and what types, and we have a carrier that sends it out and goes to the hospital, and then it helps the doctor be able to save the life.
And you've got also the units that go on to be split apart and using their components so
yes.
that they can be used for other issues as well.
Yes. That way, in case there's like a cancer patient that only needs certain sections of the blood, then we can divide it up and give them that part and then give the other part to somebody else, which helps it make each unit save up to 3 lives.
On and off of the last few years, we've had issues with blood supplies coming and going, right? Summer is always a problem when it comes to blood supply, because people get tied up, they're doing things, they're on summer vacation, and it's like the other months of the year, we're a little more regimented when it comes to giving. But summer, the importance of it, and then you've got a bigger drain on it because people do a lot of things in the summer they wouldn't otherwise do and sometimes get injured, so you get kind of a double whammy there. So when the summer comes, these type of blood drives are in particular very important.
Yes, and 20% of all of our donations come from students. And since students aren't in session in the summer, that's where a lot of times we do get lower amounts. Students are a lot of times willing to donate during the school year when they get out of class, but they're not so much willing to donate in the summer on their own time.
All right, so Red Cross, American Red Cross, River Radio Blood Drive. We've got a lot of locations this year.
Yes.
And before we get to the locations, let's mention we've got bait. I don't know what else to call it. The St. Louis Cardinals t-shirt. Is it a time to fly t-shirt, right? Something like that?
Yes.
For the Red Cross? Cardinals? Really nice shirt this year.
Yes. So anybody that comes in and tries to donate will be able to get one of the t-shirts while supplies last. And it's definitely one of those things that you can wear with pride to know that it's not just a Cardinals t-shirt, because you can't go out and purchase it. It's one that you have to go on to a blood drive and
right.
donate for.
So the locations for the blood drive, number one, where?
Okay, we've got 7 different locations. So if you're in DuCoin, you can come by the American Legion. If you're here in Marion, you can go by the Veterans Airport. If you're in Benton, you can go by the Public Library. And Carbondale is the University Mall. And in Murfreesboro is the Davis McCann Center. And Harrisburg is the Harris Pruitt Building. And then in Olin is the Shawnee Community College. And all of those will be on Thursday, June the 27th, and they'll be from 1 to 6 p.m.
All right, 1 to 6. Can you call ahead and make a reservation? Because this is one of the things that Red Cross, the years working with Red Cross and blood drives, you've continually tried to make it more convenient, easier, less wait, some virtues to the fact that you come in, including a mini physical when you get your blood tested. Can you call ahead and say, hey, look, I'm going to be there at 1:15. Can you have me a bed ready?
Yes, you can either call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or if you wanted to, you can just go online to redcrossblood.org and look at the open appointment slots and book your appointment. And then if you want to save some additional time, you can do what we call the rapid pass, and that'll be answering all of the history questions in advance, so that at the end of it, they give you like a little barcode, and then the staff can just scan that barcode, so it'll save you about 10 to 15 minutes. The only issue with that is you have to make sure you do it on Thursday. It has to be the day of the blood drive.
Yeah, in case something changes, that
right.
way you get the freshest report back to the Red Cross. There's been a lot of changes when it comes to blood testing, how it's used in different components. Can you give me one that you think would surprise people, that would startle people, that blood is used for, that maybe they don't think of? You mentioned cancer patients a couple of moments ago, so I'm going to take that one off the board.
Okay.
All right. So, because I think people are, you know, white blood cells, red blood cells, blood serum. Give me one that you think that would startle people when it comes to the uses of blood, when it comes to helping people.
I'm not sure. I know one thing that people might think about is if they've got a loved one that's pregnant, they might not take in consideration that something could go wrong and they there's a lot of times there's a lot of pregnant mothers that need emergency transfusion. I can tell you from firsthand experience.
That, by the way, did work.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You did know that?
I did not. I never thought of a woman giving birth being hooked up to an IV, yeah, but blood, I didn't think of it.
Yep, a lot of times they do need blood transfusions. From firsthand experience, I can tell you that that's the only reason why I'm sitting here today is because somebody came in the week before I had emergency C-section, and they donated the blood because I ended up having to have 3 transfusions. It was a 9-hour C-section, which I guess is only supposed to take about 20 minutes.
I think you're in the Guinness Book of World Records, maybe.
Yeah, I actually almost bled out on the table. So
I think I'm glad that you shared that with me.
Yeah, so it's something that people don't realize you just never know when it's going to happen. You never know when you're the person in the waiting room that they come out and say, can you sign this paper so we can give them blood?
Right.
My husband said, oh, I can give her blood. They're like, we don't have time. Sign the paper. So I actually gave birth to twins, and I didn't get to see them until the third day of their life. And that a lot of times people are sad. They're like, oh, wow, you didn't get to see them. But I always am very happy and grateful.
You got
because
to see
somebody
them.
Somebody took that hour out of their time, yeah, and donated. I was able to get up and see them, and have seen them for the last 8 years.
Good.
Grow into little kids.
Both girls, both boys?
One of each.
One of each? You got salt and pepper shaker on that deal. You're lucky. You're all fixed, aren't you, for the rest of your life? I got a boy. I got a girl. When it comes to the types of blood, this has been another issue that I've seen on and off because they're rare, and then they've got your universal donors. Is there a type that you're in particular looking for right now because there's a shortage?
We currently have more of a shortage on O, so that's going to be O negative or
O
positive.
You want that universal donor then, mm-hmm, right? You want the O person to come in.
Yes. O has got more of a shortage than the other ones, but all of them are kind of low right now.
Well, and when you talk about emergencies, O covers a lot of bases.
Yes.
And I happen to be an O.
Oh, well, then you can come and donate on Thursday.
If you can hold me down, we'll see. I mean, I'm not the only person that has apprehension about needles.
I always tell people that if they're not scared of them, then we probably don't want them to come out and donate. So a little bit of fear is okay. But once somebody's actually done it and they realize it's just a small pinch, and it wasn't, like, I think the anticipation of the donation is a lot worse than the actual donating.
Right.
And once they've done it that first time, then they realize, oh, I can do this again, and I can help save somebody else.
So Andrea says going to donate blood is a lot like showing up in front of the judge. It's never as bad as you think it's going to be. It's a speeding ticket. It's going to be fine. Are you sure? Okay, fine. Is there something that somebody can do when they're eating, drinking, tattoos, that just shut you down when it comes to being able to donate blood? Because tattoos used to be one of those things. Not any longer.
Yeah.
There's some rules, but still, it's not
a
an
lot
automatic
of people
no.
People think that if they had a tattoo, then they don't get to donate. If you've had a tattoo and it's in a licensed facility, then there's only like a 24-hour deferral, unless the tattoo was infected, which we don't want that to happen.
Right.
But if you got a tattoo in your friend's basement, which hopefully people don't do, but they do, then there is a year deferral. So, but a lot of people think that, I mean, so as long as you're going to a regular facility that's licensed, anything in the state of Illinois, Kentucky, and Missouri is good. New York and Nevada is not.
What about surgery or other medical procedures? Is there anything there that stops you from being able to donate?
If you've had a blood transfusion, then you have to wait a year. And that's just for your safety, to make sure that you're all good. But if you or had a surgery or something of the sort, as long as you're not under doctor's care and you've been released, then you're okay to donate.
Andrea Butler, she's with the Red Cross. Our blood drive is coming up. Why don't you give us the details here? Andrea Butler, the Red Cross, the annual River Radio blood drive. Locations, date, time.
Yes, it's going to be this Thursday, June the 27th. It's going to be from 1 to 6, the American Legion in DuQuoin, the Veterans Airport in Marion, the Benton Public Library, the University Mall in Carbondale, the Davis McCann Center in Murfreesboro, the Harris Pruitt Building in Harrisburg, and then the Shawnee Community College in Olin.